Bekaa Valley in eastern Lebanon has been home to many refugees from Syria since the conflict began. Most of them reside in tents, warehouses or garages, making it very difficult for them to stay warm and dry during winter. Mohammed, a refugee who fled the conflict in Syria 4 years ago with his wife, is elated with the birth of his one-day-old son, Defala, but he won't forget the day he was born.
I had to carry my wife all the way from here under the rain so she could deliver. We came back and I was holding my baby to my chest and covering him with a blanket.
Few miles away in another camp, Fatima, who fled to Lebanon from Aleppo, describes her struggle during winter.
We are very tired from the cold. Yesterday, when the rain and the storm came, we couldn't warm ourselves all night. We all had 4 blankets on us, and we still couldn't warm ourselves. The cold wind was coming from under the tent.
Lisa Abu Khalid from the UN's Refugee Agency in Lebanon explains that most of the asylum seekers live in higher elevations in the region, making them very vulnerable during winter.
Winter starts early in Lebanon in November, and it brings heavy snow and bitter winds and heavy rains in areas like the Bekaa and the north of the country. With a lot of refugees living in substandard shelters or insecure shelters like tents, like garages, like warehouses, or unfinished buildings, these refugees are the most vulnerable in winter and need the most assistance.
A lot of them have been living under the poverty line, according to the UNHCR reports of 2015. Is that still the situation?
Yes. In fact, the vulnerability assessment of 2016 confirms that still today, 70% of Syrian refugees in Lebanon live below the national poverty line. This means they live on less than $3.8 a day. And the vulnerabilities of these refugees are exacerbated during winter, where they have additional expenses to make sure they keep their families warm and dry. Children are exposed to a higher risk of diseases in winter, which means that the families or their parents would need to purchase more medicine to treat their children. They need to purchase fuel to keep their shelters warm. And sometimes this is very difficult in areas like the Bekaa when it's snowing heavily in winter and when the temperature can reach minus 10 or even worse than that.
What is the general sentiment among the refugees with respect to staying in the valley? Is it a permanent solution for them, or do some of them want to go back to Syria?
Unfortunately, for many refugees, currently the conditions are not conducive for them to return home in Syria. But most of the families we speak to tell us that if the war stops today, they would go back home tomorrow if it is safe for them to do so. For many of the refugees who came to Lebanon with some resources, have completely depleted these resources, and for many it's very difficult to find a job. So many, unfortunately, are having to take up negative coping strategies like sending their children to work, like cutting down on food, having one meal a day only, like ignoring, you know, health conditions. And also we know that over 90% of refugees in Lebanon are in debt because they simply cannot accommodate the needs of their families.
What can the UN and other world organizations do differently to help the refugees in Lebanon?
Well, unfortunately, because there are over 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon, we have to target only the most vulnerable. However, we know how difficult it is for refugees in winter. And because of that, we are targeting a very big number of refugees with winter assistance this year. We are providing them with $147 a month in order for them to purchase fuel and clothes and other items to make sure they are kept warm and dry. And we have also doubled our efforts to make sure that everyone who lives in a substandard shelter receives the necessary weatherproofing material.
UNHCR reached more than 1 million people in the lead up to this winter. The distribution of shelter weatherproofing kits, which helps families protect their homes and shelters from the elements, is a year-round activity. Priyanka Shankar, United Nations.